With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Meta faces a historic antitrust trial that could force it to break off Instagram and WhatsApp.
The case began Monday in Washington and could force the tech giant to sell some of those startups it bought more than a decade ago that have gone on to become social media giants. Zuckerberg will be testifying in the trial in federal court. It's the first big test of President Trump's FTC and its ability to challenge big tech, foiled during his first term. The government claims the company bought Instagram and WhatsApp to squash competition and establish an illegal monopoly in the social media market. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Houthi rebels say a suspected U.S. airstrike has killed at least six people in Yemen.
The overnight strikes on Yemen's capital, in addition to the deaths, wounded over 20 people, while the Houthis claim their forces shot down an American MQ-9 Reaper drone. Footage aired by the Houthis' Al Masira satellite news channel showed firefighters spraying water on a raging fire he described as being sparked by the airstrikes.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the U.S. military did not acknowledge those strikes. Bond for the suspect and a fatal stabbing at a high school track meet in Texas earlier this month has been reduced. Originally, bond for 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony was set at $1 million, but Monday, a Collin County judge reduced the amount to $250,000. Anthony will be required to wear an ankle monitor but not violate house arrest restrictions. He admitted to police he stabbed 17-year-old Austin Metcalf at a Frisco ISD track meet. Anthony claims it was self-defense. He's not explained why he had a knife on school grounds at a track meet or why he refused to leave the tent of the opposing team when told to do so. This is SRN News. A lot of people are killing themselves in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Department of Education rules that teachers in Brenham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed that teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about the lessons, which sparked the state investigation. This is SRN News. Chicago teachers have a new contract.
For the first time in over a decade, Chicago's public school teachers have a new contract without a strike or threat of a walkout. The four-year agreement includes pay hikes, hiring more teachers, and class size limits. While negotiations between the Chicago Teachers Union and the district didn't escalate this time, there was unprecedented turmoil surrounding the unusual year-long talks. The drama included the school superintendent's firing, the entire board resigning, and historic elections that tested the union's power. John Scott reporting.
An illegal immigrant from Cuba under arrest in Florida, 57-year-old Daniel Garcia, was arrested Friday by ICE. Authorities say he's a member of the Cuban Communist Party and an agent for the Ministry of the Interior, and that he failed to disclose his affiliations on his immigration applications. More details at srnnews.com.